Welcome to the Carter Edge X-Ray Building Blocks. This audio podcast was created while recording short tutorials on X-Ray basics to help students learn foundational principles and for doctors to have easy access to refresher information. The content is not meant to replace the classroom or continuing education courses, but rather to augment important principles. The audio podcasts are free of charge and you can listen to them as often as you like. If you're interested in seeing the tutorials with the actual x-rays and my annotations explaining the findings, they're available on the carteredge.com website and are $1.50 each. I sincerely hope this helps make radiology a little bit easier for you. Welcome to the Carter Edge X-ray Building Blocks. Let's talk a little bit about ankylosing spondylitis. When we think of ankylosing spondylitis radiographically, we actually see it in two different phases. We see changes that represent the early inflammatory process, and then we see late, more chronic changes that occur once a joint or structure has fused. So we'll actually see it in two different ways. So here's an example of early inflammatory change affecting the sacroiliac joints. So there are a couple of basic principles that we should apply here. Number one is to remember that we will always see things in a bilateral and symmetric fashion, as we do here. The sacroiliac joints are nearly a mirror image of one another. Second thing we want to remember is that the synovial portion of the SI joint is the part that is going to be involved. So remember that the upper 10 to 20% of the joint space is ligamentous, and the remaining bottom portion is synovial, and that's the portion that is going to be involved. When we look at the changes in this phase, what we're going to see is erosion along the articular surface, which we refer to as rosary bead erosions, making the joint surface either barely perceptible or very fuzzy. And then the second thing we're going to recognize that there's going to be sclerosis adjacent to the SI joints. And the sclerosis is always going to be more prominent on the iliac side because the sacral-sided cartilage within the joint space is three times thicker. Now, when we look at early changes in the lumbar spine, we see two different things. We see potentially an erosion right where the anterior longitudinal ligament attaches to the vertebral body, right at the corner adjacent to the superior and inferior end plate. But more likely, we're going to see the reaction to that erosion with new bone formation creating the shiny corner sign. The later changes that we see in the spine include thin ossification going end plate to end plate as the anterior longitudinal ligament and the disc ossifies, creating what we would call marginal syndesmophytes, and then collectively the bamboo spine appearance. And then if we capture it just right, as the facet joints ossify, we can create the trolley track appearance. And if the supraspinous and intraspinous ligaments ossify, we can get a white stripe down the middle of the spine on the A to P thumb that we refer to as the dagger sign. Once we're up in the thoracic region, a very helpful thing to see is ossification across the costo transverse joints, creating fusion. And then as it moves up into the cervical spine, we must remember that any inflammatory arthropathy that affects the spine has the potential for creating upper cervical instability. Some of these pathology slides come from Dr. Donald Resnick's book. I'd just like to say thank you to him for really changing radiology and helping everyone at this point in time to understand why we're seeing what we're seeing on the x-ray. So on the right-hand side, you can see a cadaver where the anterior longitudinal ligament, has ossified. But remember, it doesn't thicken first. It's simply calcifies. So that's going to create that skinny, thin bridge. And I'd like you to recognize right here at the corner how much new bone formation there is, and that's going to translate into the x-ray, creating our classic shiny corner sign. Again, from Dr. Resnick's text, example of this thin ossification going across the end plates as the ALL ossifies. And sometimes it's a challenge to say, how do I differentiate DISH from AS? And one of the simple things in the spine proper is that DISH creates thick flowing ossification, and that's why we call it the dripping candle wax appearance. AS tends to have this fairly thin, very smooth ossification across the disc face. And when the ALL calcifies in front of the vertebral body, we'll fill that small concavity and create more of a flattened or squared appearance to the anterior body. And here's just another example, the last one, I think, from Dr. Resnick's text, showing that you actually have trabecular bone that is being formed here. And initially it's in the ALL, but at some point it may also encompass the intervertebral disc itself. So here's an example, again, of that ossification. And then when we look at the A to P film, if the x-ray catches it just right, you have this thin bridge of bone going across the disc space, but at the same time, we still have the transverse lines of the end plates, and that's what creates that bamboo spine appearance. So here's a kind of classic example where the SI joints and the lumbar spine both have these chronic changes here. And so let's start down here at the sacroiliac joints. You can see, once again, we have bilateral and symmetric involvement. But instead of what we saw on the very first slide, where there was all that sclerosis, now the joints aren't visible anymore because they have completely fused. And so once the fusion takes place, the sclerosis goes away. Now, sometimes we get a bonus in the lumbar spine where we get a pattern of calcification where the synovial portion meets the ligamentous portion, and we get this kind of cluster of calcification that sometimes resembles what a child might do to draw a star, and it's called the star sign. When we look at the lumbar spine, you can see these very fine, thin, marginal syndesmophytes at multiple levels. And again, I think an important thing to remember is that they are thin, okay, versus the thick that we would see with DISH. Here's a different patient, same thing. The SI joints are showing fusion bilaterally where there's no visible joint space and there's no sclerosis. And this time we have a different sign. Again, it's random. It may or may not show up, but you can kind of, my fault there, you can kind of see the remnant of the joint space. And that is called the ghost sign, kind of like a ghost town in the old West where, you know, people were panning for gold. They built these little towns and then the gold dried up and they all moved to a different place and the buildings were still there. On the lateral film, you can see the thin ossification across the disc space. You can see that on the A to P as well. But this time we have these two stripes going down the outside, and they're within the confines of the vertebral body, exactly where the facet joints are. And those two stripes then resemble tracks for a trolley car, and that is called the trolley track appearance. What I don't have on here is the dagger sign. The dagger sign would be thick ossification right down the midline, obscuring the spinous processes. And it gets the name dagger sign because it, when it's on top of the sacrum like that, it kind of resembles a dagger. So here we are in a patient with cervical spine involvement. And you can see in the lower cervical spine that there is this thin ossification. And it's beginning up here. It just hasn't gotten very far yet. But a real key here is looking at the costotransverse joints. there is no joint space. They are completely fused. And I found that to be a very helpful thing in looking at AS and cervical spine. The changes in the cervical spine can be a little bit more challenging than other aspects of the spine, but the ability on the A to P film to see that the costal transverse joints are fused makes it much easier. And finally, the posterior facet joints at some point are likely to fuse as well, just as they did in the lumbar spine. So I hope this makes understanding AS a little bit easier. Thank you for listening to the Carter Edge X-Ray Building Block Podcast. To access my annotations and findings related to the topic in this episode, please visit www.thecarteredge.com. Thanks.